over the chimney, there's a shelf, that's where the clock was supposed to be.
Yeah, but that chimney was built between that new addition he made when he made the dining room and the kitchen. He had the chimney inside.
Yeah.
You see, he put the back of the chimney in the kitchen.
Yes, ma'am.
And
the front part in the dining room.
We didn't have any fire in the bedrooms over there at all.
Oh, no.
We had to walk to the dining room.
How did you get between the house and the kitchen?
Oh, the kitchen was joined the house.
Yeah.
From the house, you could come in the kitchen. Now, a little older than that, they had to go out on the porch and then go to the kitchen. It was a little off of the house in case of fire. It was about, I guess, 3 or 4 or 5 feet away from the house. If the house would catch on fire, the kitchen would burn too. But that was the way everybody had it. But ours, it was, I guess, growing a little older, you know, so they joined it to the house.
And the fireplace had did it have kind of a front on it? I mean, did it have out in front of the fireplace, did you have a place kind of built out in front of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cement. About that wide.
Yeah.
Would come on the floors in front of the chimney, so you could kind of get close to the chimney, and you couldn't make fire in there without having, I don't know what you call it, bottom was cement.
Bottom of the chimney, yeah.
Yeah.
You see, that was dirt and bricks and built up to it, even with the floor about that, you know.
Did you have a lot of chores?
Of what?
A lot of chores pertaining to that fireplace?
No, not too much.
Like, you'd have to clean out the chimney?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Have to take the ashes out.
Yeah.
Have to get what out? Get the...
The ashes.
Get the what out of the chimney?
Well, you burn the wood, you know, it would...
Yeah, get the ashes out, yeah, sure.
Yeah, you take that out.
Yeah, every once in a while you had to take that.
Yeah.
And very seldom we had to clean the chimney, you know, I mean the whole chimney.
Yes,
sometimes
sir.
You make a big fire, you know, that stuffing that takes on fire and burns inside of the chimney, this brick chimney, you know. I've seen that.
Now, you said you had 2 rooms in the house?
Yes, 2 bedrooms.
Yes, but one was a big...
One was a big one and a small one.
Big room. You could have put 2 beds in it.
You had that wood cook stove, eh?
Oh, yeah.
And it had a... What did it have?
They had
a chimney
to let the smoke out of the house. Yeah.
I wish we would have, and we'd have a picture of that.
Yeah, but I don't think we have. I know we don't.
Your father's house, how was it made?
That was my father's house.
How was it made? Did it have those, you know, those kind, that kind of wood that went over the outside of the house, lapped over one of the other? Like you have in this house. Did it have those?
Weatherboards. You mean?
Did it have that?
Yeah, we had weatherboard, rough weatherboard.
Yes, but the big boards that you'd make the square at the top.
Oh, yeah.
And at the bottom, there was no nail. It was pegged.
It was pegged, yeah.
That's the way his house was.
And the nails he had to make that house, it wasn't no round nail like a nail today. No, it was a square nail.
And the fences around here, I mean, like, what sort of fences did you have around the house? Well, now you got out there, you got the fences.
I didn't understand.
The fences. You had a fence, you know, like, did you have a fence around your house?
Fence?